100 years ago, the dark wizard Hollowell raised an army and tried to conquer the world. He was stopped by an unlikely hero, Sheriff Aesop Stormwood. As Hollowell died, he prophesied that he would be reborn twice more and rise again. Stormwood looked him in the eye and said if Hollowell did, his descendants would strike him down. Sheriff Aesop Stormwood went on to form Stormwood and Associates to make sure they'd be ready for Hollowell's returns, a private detective security and federally licensed magic users agency. 25 years ago, Hollowell returned for the first time, and a Stormwood made good on Aesop's promise. But the third coming of Hollowell may not be so far in the future. But the young Raz Stormwood just might know it's coming, and she plans to be ready. Previously on Stormwood and Associates. The Stormwood team has been hired by the Raines family to find out what their 17-year-old delinquent daughter Lacey is doing all the time. She's skipping school. They think she's been off with that boy, but we actually know for a fact she's not been off with that boy. Anyways, the team low-jacked her car and followed her to a rec center. When the guy came in, though, even though her car was outside, she was nowhere to be seen, and the only two people there were a couple of youth counselors or something. Anyways, they pulled guns. Fight happened. Our heroes knocked them unconscious. Super awesome. Anyways, while that was happening, though, Babbitt disappeared, and we think he's been taken into a basement. It's Kel's tracking says he's, like, in the gym, but clearly not in the gym, and since there's nothing above it, there, he must have gone down below, and nothing good happens in basements, right? All right, so now we have to find the stairs to the basement.
All right.
I'm assuming we're not seeing anything obvious in this room, in the gym.
There are no obvious rooms to, or ways down to a basement in the gym, no.
All right, let's go back into the main room.
Yeah, I mean, nothing that says, like, stairs or basement.
All right, so we didn't notice anything, like, opening when we were in the main room, right?
Right.
So, like, the doorway wouldn't be visible to us. At least, like, something would have to be in front of it, like, in our eye line, right? Like, maybe it might be behind, like, you know, like, just something, like, was just visibly, like, a pillar even was blocking the doorway from us or something, but there's no way that it was within our eye line. Because
Correct.
We were staring inwards when Babbitt disappeared.
Yeah.
I could
totally investigate to try to find a doorway.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, yeah, behind bookshelves and under rugs. And
if you're going to totally investigate it, yeah. I mean, you're aside from the rooms, the obvious big rooms you've already seen, there's a small office off to the side. Across from it, there's a locked janitor closet. You're totally investigating, so you also notice that there's, like, this area that doesn't seem to have a room. Like the building is a rectangle, and there doesn't seem to be any way into this one area. That's just walls.
You know, I figure we got a couple of choices here. Like, we could spend time looking for a hidden doorway. Or how wide is the entrance to this building?
I mean, it's a double doors.
It's a double doors, and is there a central bar?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just thinking about, you know, if we could get the SUV in here.
I mean, Bill is pacing around, trying to make sense of things.
This would be really helpful if you had spells right now.
Yeah, I know.
Because one great thing that spells can do is blow large holes in walls or floors that can then be climbed down when we can't find the actual entrance.
Look,
this would be so handy if we had a military class character right now. Woof. Military archetype could have just blown a hole in the floor of the gym and we could have just dropped in. Alright, so any luck finding the door there, boss?
No, but I found a weird area that I don't know that we could get into.
Alright, could we, like, you know, all...
It's about 10 by 10 feet.
10 by 10 feet? Well, it's not huge. We could just all... If all three of us looked around it, you know, maybe we could D10 challenge to find a door, if there is one.
Yeah.
Like, even if we can't find its opening mechanism, we might be able to find, like, the edges of whatever panel opens. Even if we can't immediately open it.
Let's try it.
Would that work, GM?
I mean, you can roll some dice. Okay, I'll tell you now. There are no doors to this.
All right, so Babbitt got in there somehow, though. I mean, I guess, like, maybe, like, hey, Bill, like, it would take a pretty high-level spell to, like, to create some sort of, like, magic portal, right? I mean, like, or at least probably an artifact. Like, I don't think a spellcaster could do that on their own without an artifact, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I could do even on a good day.
Yeah. And I've seen you do some pretty impressive stuff. More impressive than some of the spellcasters we had out on the East Coast, so...
Maybe I'm just not ready to do it.
Well, no, I'm saying that, like... I'm using your level of capability as a bar for a skilled wizard, you dink. I'm being complimentary. I know
you're complimenting me, and I don't know how to deal with
that. I know
you're
having a bad day. I'm saying on your good days, when you're at full power, you couldn't do that. And I know, based off of my experience having grown up in a licensed magic users agency my whole frickin' life, having seen many spellcasters, that you are on the powerful end, okay? Deal with it. You are a disaster as a person, but you are... not bad at your job.
At this point, steel shutters roll down over all the doors and windows, and some charges go off, welding them shut.
Ah!
Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
So now we live in here, so this is great. Alright, is there any, like, weightlifting equipment?
No.
Is there anything really heavy that I could lift?
That you could lift? I mean, you could...
Like, I was looking for, like, a barbell or something.
How about an air hockey table? Why not?
Well, I can't... I am not capable of using an air hockey table as a bludgeoning weapon, okay?
Okay.
Cal... Would there be any kind of tools in the janitor's closet?
I don't know. Let's look. What's in the janitor's? Let's look in the janitor's closet.
I mean, I said it's locked.
Oh, well, Fucking lockpick. Our thief is not here. Alright,
Can I just...
So what is in this room? What is in this room? So you said there were ping pong tables?
Ping pong tables, pool tables, there's the TV. It doesn't... you probably can't play that, that PlayStation because you tied people up with the cords.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, yeah, these people are still in here unconscious. Great. All right. So the lady was not intimidated. They're both unconscious. All right, I got... So there's pool tables, you said?
Yeah.
All right. The door, the hinges to the janitor's closet, are they on the outside or the inside? Like, are they outside the door or inside the door?
They're outside.
They're outside. Okay. Is there anything I could find that's like a pin or like a large, like a nail or something like that? Like holding together the ping pong tables or anything that I could slide out?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to grab that and I'm going to grab a pool ball. And I'm going to... So my goal is, so with the hinges, I'm going to go under the hinge and try to line up the pin thing I have with the central pin of the hinge. And I'm going to use the pool ball as a hammer to whack it to try to dislodge the pin in the hinges.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to work.
And I'm going to do that to both sets of hinges.
All right. See, I figured you'd just shoot the doorknob.
These are knockout bullets. I actually don't know how the physics of that would work.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have real bullets, though.
Yeah, but Kel was the one solving the problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Kel doesn't have sweet moves. Kel has to actually problem solve. He does not like puzzles. Because unlike everybody else around him, he can't just ninja kick through the door.
I mean, I would have done it.
Uh-huh. Anyways. So we have popped the door off.
Okay. It's a janitor's closet. There's, you know, mop, bucket, sink, chemicals. And then at the back of it, there's a elevator.
Perfect.
If there's a problem, they can solve it. If you need to find someone, they can do it. Stormwood & Associates is a detective, security, and federally licensed magic users agency. If you need help, they'll be there. But don't get in their way, or else you'll get caught in the eye of the storm.
All right.
I swear, if I start hearing Japanese chanting, I'm getting off this elevator.
Let's play the elevator game.
Oh, boy.
So you have to, like, what floor is the floor you've got to go to first? And then, like, okay, sorry, that's I'm referencing a meme. Let's get in the elevator and go.
Okay. Yeah, it's it weirdly just works. All right, that's fine. So you get in the elevator. It's got a ground floor and minus one.
You know, most people mark that with B, the basement. But let's go to the negative one, negative zone. Let's clip through those bricks in Mario.
Oh boy.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to go down to negative one?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
I have
the door's open. The door's open, and you are faced with six ninjas.
So do you guys just, like, hang out here? Like, so is it a hallway? Is it a room? Like, what are we looking at where the ninjas are?
It's a hallway. Okay. Hallway, and then, and right at the elevator door are six ninjas facing you. They look like standard ninjas, except that they are wearing, like, lavender, not black.
Are these masculine ninjas or feminine ninjas?
Assorted.
Let us, are these young-looking ninjas?
They are taller than you would expect for, like, a 17-year-old girl.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure it out. This is the Foot Clan. All right. So apparently, we must be a Marvel series on Netflix because we're having a hallway fight. Shoot one of them. Well, obviously, we got to roll initiative. I'm assuming.
Yep.
Ten.
11.
15.
Okay. Kel, go first.
Yeah, I assumed I was going first with a 15. Yep. All right. Yeah, I rolled a 9. I'm going to shoot one of them. That's not my best roll. And so it's 2 plus... +14 is my attack.
That'll hit.
And then my damage is a 11.
Okay, that will take out...
My damage doesn't stack. Remember that. So I can only take him out one at a time.
That'll take him out. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who's next?
That would be one of the ninjas. He pulls out his katana and is going to take a swipe at you, Kel.
I have a dodge of 12. No, wait, I have a dodge of 11. I did math bad.
Okay. And he misses somehow.
I just sort of leaned to the side.
Makes sense. Okay. It's still a really good swipe. It's just you're that sweet.
Yeah, don't forget to use sweet moves. So, I don't remember. Do magic users get sweet moves?
No.
Spell check, research. Yeah, no, they don't. So you really committed to your character there, Bill. And yes, it is good storytelling. It's great storytelling. It's just...
Yeah, you're amazing.
Very frustrating.
Look, I don't know. I just...
That was Trey complaining, not Kel. Kel is understanding. Kel has sympathy. Trey's frustrated. So, who's up?
Raz.
Okay.
What are the walls of this hallway made of?
The walls of this hallway, they're like cinder blocks.
Excellent. I would like to use a sweet move to shoot at the ninjas and try to ricochet my bullet so it hits as many as possible.
Okay.
I vote that it works.
Yeah.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yay! So, can I just roll damage?
Yeah, your damage is the effect of combat still, so your guns plus your level plus 1d10. This is automatically going to take some guys out.
Yep.
This is going to take quite a few. All right. So.
There's no soak on sweet move damage.
14.
Okay.
So that's four guys and a fifth one injured, which means that there's an
there's
injured
now
guy.
One guy standing there, and he's going to lunge at Raz.
Oh no.
Let's see. He rolled a 5. I assume that misses.
That soaks.
Yep.
Oh, not even.
This could be way harder once we re-archetype.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's more fun.
Go back to level 1.
Okay, Bill.
Alright. You said there's one left.
There's one left, and he's got like 1 HP left.
I'm just gonna like nonchalantly karate chop him.
Okay. Roll your bare hands.
Alright, so that's bare. Now that's bare hands plus a D.
Yeah, so it's 1d10 plus your effective bare hands plus your level is your attack roll.
8.
And that's got to beat his dodge, which is his the ninja's sweetness plus level.
Yeah. So you get a 5 there.
Okay. And so that hits.
You hit.
So now your damage is 1d10 plus your effective combat skill. So 1d10 plus your bare hands.
Alright, and 8 again.
And he's down. Good job, Bill. You took out a ninja.
With karate, no less.
Yeah, yeah, Matt works out on that. Because, like, you know, if you had had, like, any spells, you could have just, like, waved your hand at the beginning and, like, we wouldn't have had to do all that theatrics.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine. I only had to use one bullet.
That okay, so there's cool. Now no one in front of you, so you can...
I'm going to pull the mask off of one of the ninjas. The ninja I knocked out.
All right, it's a human woman. She's black.
How old does she look?
20s.
Okay, so not the Foot Clan. Okay. I just ask because, you know, out on Lairdman Island, let's go, so there's assuming a door at the end of the hallway?
There's a door, like, halfway down the hallway to your left.
Okay. Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't expect, okay. So there's a door halfway down the hallway to the left, and then what is at the end of the hallway?
There's a I guess the hallway would turn like to the right.
Okay, so let's look. Is the what kind of door? Is it like? Is there a window in the door, or is it just a solid door?
It's just a doorway. Not even a door.
So there's, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Let's still have the gun. Let's go peek around the doorway.
Okay.
It'd be
this...
great if we had a thief.
Yeah, this looks to be underneath the gym, because it's a huge gym-sized room. It is a barracks. There are hundreds of cots set up.
Wow.
Like, the Foot Clan built a skate ramp for the kids. Like, who would you... Yeah, these people are not good at this.
Or they're the coolest ever.
All right, so there are cots. Are there people in the cots?
No, they're all empty.
Is Babbitt anywhere?
No.
I'm going to pull out my tracker and see where Babbitt is.
He's down. I mean, he's there. It says he's there, but he's not there. So,
there's a lower level. Okay.
Looks like, there's a voice comes on your headsets, your pieces. It goes, hello. Hi, everyone. Is this Stormwood and Associates? Hi. We have your friend Tristan here.
Tristan?
That's his first name.
Babbitt has a first name?
Sounds pretty.
He's really cute. He's unconscious right now, but I can't wait for him to wake up so I can meet him and get to know him better.
Alright, so nobody open your comms. Do not respond. Let's continue onwards because obviously, there's a freaking lower level, weirdos. Who builds an elevator that doesn't go all the way down into your evil complex? That just does not appear. This is not permitted at all. Alright. Is there any other exits to this room?
No. I mean, yes. There's a bathroom.
Okay, so, but it's just a bathroom. There's no other doors in there. It's just a bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's go down the hallway with our weapons drawn.
Okay, you're going to come to another doorway.
Another doorway?
Another door, sorry. There's a door, actually, on this one.
All right. Is there a door handle?
There's a handle, yeah.
I have my gun out. If I start to turn the knob, does it feel like I can open the door?
Yeah.
Fling the door open. Hey, assholes!
Okay. This appears to be some sort of science lab. There are a few dozen people in lab coats, all frantically running around and trying to pack up all of their equipment and research into boxes. There are also several people in pink military outfits, uniforms, and with holding guns. Assorted races, genders, all adults. And then amongst the scientists, you're going to see a young woman, very young. She is probably a teenager. She's a little bit stocky. She's got blonde hair down to her shoulders. She is wearing a form-fitting red bodysuit with a black lab coat over it, glowing red goggles on her hair, and massive yellow robotic gauntlets. The action stops as a caption says, "Dr. Scorpiontron."
All right, so I'm gonna text the police. I'm going to text Detective Jim Johnson at the San Ricardo Police Department.
Did we just get metal geared?
There's also, you'll see, a young woman in a bright red dress holding a shillelagh. She's got sharp animal tooth necklace on, and she has like what appear to be some tribal tattoos on her forearms. The action stops as a caption says, "The influencer." And finally, at the back of the room, there is a halfling girl wearing a black cocktail dress and cape with a gold spider-shaped tiara in her red, long red hair. The caption that the audience will see reads, "Dark Web." Okay, go on. You're probably going to roll for initiative now.
Yeah.
Because I opened the door and yelled, "Hey, assholes," while texting the cops.
The Dr. Scorpiontron will immediately yelp and raise her gauntleted hands in the air.
All right. I got an 11 on my initiative. I got knockout bullets. I can shoot anyone I want.
I got an 8.
I got a rock. Also, yikes. Okay. Initiative is...
Sweetness plus a d10.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm sorry, I'm having a bit of a night. 14. Hello?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay. Hello? Yep.
Yeah, we're just...
Sorry.
I'm assuming we're only worrying about these three, right? The scientists aren't all rolling initiative right
the
now?
The scientists are not rolling initiative. The pink-clad soldiers are. Did I say how many there were?
I don't remember.
Okay. There's, let's say, three of them.
Okay. That's not scary.
Yeah.
If there were more than three earlier, the other ones have run away.
Yeah.
We're bad soldiers. Were they soldiers or were they military? Because those are different archetypes.
In universe, they are soldiers.
I mean, they can't use the special ability, so it really doesn't. I think they have the same weapons modifiers, so it's.
Okay.
I mean, are they going to blow something up or give an inspiring speech? I mean, that's a real question.
Okay. Bill.
All right. I am going to point my gun at the octopus one and shoot.
Are these Doc? Is this Tina, Becca, and Allison?
Who knows?
I mean, I can see their faces.
Oh, right? Yeah, you can see their faces. So, let's see. The influencer, that would be Becca Stevens, yes. And Dark Web is Allison Nimblefinger. You don't know who Dr. Scorpiontron is.
I mean, it's pretty clearly Tina. I mean...
Okay, so Bill, you were doing something to whom? You said octopus. There's no octopus.
Okay, maybe... Did I hear that? I'm sorry.
Dr. Scorpiontron, Dark Web... and the influencer, and three soldiers, and a
Scorpion
bunch of friends.
Tron.
Dr. Scorpiontron, the one who has her arms up in surrender.
Oh,
I don't trust anyone's arms who have gauntlets on with glowing eyes.
I mean, do whatever you're going to do.
No. One of the soldiers. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, so Bill points the gun at one of the soldiers.
Okay.
It's just like a wand, only you pull a trigger.
I've used one once.
It's just like a wand, only you pull a trigger, and then they fall down. They don't turn into dust. That's the difference.
Do you fire on him?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, dear. Four.
Okay, that'll hit.
Oh, holy cats. So all right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. 1d10 plus your guns.
7.
Okay. And, okay, he soaked some of that, so he's still up and hurt.
Ha! Take that, science man! He's one of the scientists, right? Or is he just a soldier?
Soldier.
Oh.
It would be weird if you were shooting at the scientists. Except for the one with the crazy gauntlets. That one you can shoot at.
She looks like she's surrendering, though.
Yeah, I don't trust that. That's what I would do if I had power gauntlets that could shoot stuff if I clapped them together.
They can do that?
I don't know. I didn't build those gauntlets.
Huh.
Who's up?
That will be Dark Web. Okay. She waves her hands, and several beakers that were scattered across tables are going to fly at Bill.
Ah!
Let's see. That was a she rolled a 13.
So what's your sweetness plus level, Bill?
That would be 10.
That hits.
Yep, that hits. Okay, and...
Ah!
So 1d10 plus her, is that a... It's a guns?
Guns, yes. That's what's used for...
For any range spells. Attacks, yeah. Well,
yeah,
no,
okay.
Oh, so wait, that was a spell?
Yes.
Attack spell uses, spell chuck uses sweet move points.
Yeah.
And uses sweet move damage.
I thought it used... Oh, okay.
So,
oh, yeah, okay. Yep, yeah, sorry.
So
yep,
actually,
right.
It just does... So we didn't need to do the attack
it. Yeah,
roll.
It didn't,
so
yeah, sorry,
whatever her guns plus level are, Bill just took in damage.
Yeah, okay. You took 8.
Ouch!
And, yep.
So is there... What's this room look like?
It's a long room. It's got it's
like, are there
about,
tables that he could take cover?
Yeah, there's a lot of
round?
There's a lot of tables, and there, yeah, there's some scientists who are running amongst those tables and stools, and then at the end of the room, right behind Dark Web, there's another door.
Bill drags himself behind some cover.
Yeah, that way at least the soldiers will have a harder time shooting him.
And is going to go to a soldier. Okay, the one who... No, not that one. A different one is going to attack Raz.
Expect your attack roll to hit and then her to soak all the damage.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. No, he got a 3, so he missed.
Okay.
And then now it is Kel.
Shooting Dark Web.
Okay. Shoot Dark Web.
All right, my attack roll was a... as I do math in my head, 19.
Okay.
I'm
That's going to hit.
That hits. Yep. I'm very dangerous with a gun.
Yes, you are.
And so my damage. I, of course, roll a 1 on the damage, so my damage is an 8.
Okay.
I don't know if she took any of that or not.
Yeah. All right. She's looking pretty hurt right now.
All right. Because remember, she gets a soak on that.
Yeah.
Okay. She must not be very fit.
Or maybe she's weirdly low level.
Okay.
Could be both.
I mean, yes, it can.
I mean, I only shot at her because she almost killed my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. And then another soldier is going to attack Kel.
All right, my dodge.
And he misses.
Yeah, because my dodge is an 11.
And now it is Raz.
Okay, I don't have to feel guilt. I'm using knockout bullets.
I don't know.
You're afraid if these guys are patsies?
Yeah.
Well, then. Okay, then don't shoot them. Throw things at them. There's apparently plenty of junk to throw at them. Just knock them out.
Give them a knockout.
There's tons of science equipment around. Some of it's been being packed up, but you know, some of it's still just around on tables.
Yeah, you could.
There's stools that you could, you know.
Or you could take out these soldiers.
Yeah, I was thinking about grabbing one soldier and like throwing him into another soldier.
Yeah, use a sweet move. Play soldier bowling.
Will do. Sweet move, soldier bowling.
Ooh.
I'm rolling to hit, or I'm rolling to damage.
So if it's a sweet move, we have to vote.
Describe what you do.
Yeah, you have to describe the sweet move.
Ah. I bull rush one of the soldiers. Assume they have like tactical vest and cargo pants type of apparel. Which is loose enough for me to get two handfuls, and I use my momentum to spin, and I just grab them, lift them off the ground as I'm going around, and I just barrel them into the other one.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
I'm good with that.
Sounds good to me.
And now, are these fodder characters or not?
These are fodder, yes.
Oh, then you get to do your... would that be a bare hands or a melee? Because you have to decide. It's the GM.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's bare hands because she's doing initial damage to the first guy that she...
Yeah. Then it's rushed. Bare hands plus level plus 1d10.
Plus what?
That's up to the GM. It's technically the rules are vague whether or not you get your plus one on sweet move damage.
Well, it wouldn't matter anyways because I rolled a 10.
So 10 plus 5 plus what's your bare hands?
2.
So it's 17 damage, which even without the plus one, so 17. If these guys are fodder, there's 3 damage apiece. So, and there are 3 of them. And you just did enough damage to take out 5?
I kind of just go in and obliterate, though. Am I smacking one against the other?
Okay.
Like, if there were six of these, if there were six of these soldiers, it would like make a difference whether or not you added in the plus one. But there aren't.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that takes out all of them. They are all three of them are now just on the floor, as are probably a couple scientists. It is now the influencer, and she is going to start chanting. She raises her hands up and starts chanting.
Hey, could we like maybe stop this now? Because your friend there in the gauntlets looks like she's about to shit a pants, and I really don't want to clean this up. Could we just like have a conversation?
The influencer continues to chant in what you would recognize as a pretty stereotypical orcish dialect. And then the Dr. Scorpiontron says, "Oh my god, Becca, you cannot do that anymore! It's not okay!"
Yeah, that is kind of racist.
Yeah, Becca, like, that is pure... Like, what race is Becca? She human?
She's human, yeah.
Becca, people like you and me do not get to appropriate the orcish language. They are, like, no. That is their culture? Like, I'm sorry.
She is not paying attention to you. She's going to keep on chanting.
Could you shut your friend up?
Dr. Scorpiontron takes her yellow robot gauntlet and is going to punch the influencer in the side of the head. Let's see. Yeah, that hit. the influencer looks a tiny bit dazed and has stopped.
Can we have a conversation about what the hell is going on here? Like, can we just talk like human beings for like 5 seconds? Like, I have a lot of bullets, but I really do not feel like shooting teenagers if I don't have to.
Seconded.
Dr. Scorpiontron, I guess, is going to go, look, what do you want? What do you want from us?
Well, okay. So there was a very long story about how we ended up here, but a friend of ours got freaking kidnapped upstairs and brought down somewhere down here, and we want to find him. That is A, my primary objective. Technically, we were here because we got hired by Lacey Rain's parents to find out where the hell she was spending the time. But honestly, I really do not give two shits about that paycheck anymore. I just want my friend Babbitt back. That is all I give a crap about right now. And I got... There were a bunch of ninjas for some reason, and why are there pink soldiers? I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the color. I'm fond of the color, but that doesn't work as camouflage anywhere, so...
You guys are trying a little too hard.
And you got, like, robot gauntlets on, and that's a thing. And for some reason, I know what I'm supposed to call you, even though no one has said it out loud, which is... By the way, freaking me out. What is going on?
Dark Web slaps a button next to the door behind her. The door opens and she backs into it.
Is she about to do something really irritating? Is that what is going to happen? Instead of just having a nice conversation? Like, I'm not even saying we have to stop fighting in total. I'm just saying, like, this is stupid. I've already contacted the police.
And the door is closing.
Is only Dark Web going back there?
Only Dark Web.
Okay. She's actually... I shot her, so...
Yeah, she's injured.
Bill is out of fucking spells. He can't use his healing magic.
And...
Oh, okay.
What kind of door is it?
Like, it was a sliding door. It's an elevator door.
I want to rush in and see if I can't use, like, my straight-up fitness to, like, hold the doors open.
Are you gonna use a sweet move?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Describe this. There's a lot of stuff in your way.
Yeah.
So this should be fun.
I figure I'll just, like, parkour my way over there. Are there, like, metal stools? Are the stools metal or wood?
Yeah.
Metal. Then, yeah, I'm gonna, like, parkour my way, like, over the tables, grabbing a stool on my way. Try to wedge it lengthwise between the doors so they can't close.
Oh, jeez.
I hope that that works.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll?
No, it's a sweet move. As long as everybody agrees, you're not hurting anyone, so there's no damage to roll.
I mean, there's damage to the stool. But...
Yeah, but stools don't have damage levels.
Yep.
And other uncontroversial things I've said. Can we just, like... So it's an elevator. Great.
Yep, it's an elevator.
Awesome sauce. Why can't you just talk like a person? Why are you, like, casting magic spells at people and not just, like, having a conversation like a person?
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
Fuck me. Fuck me. You called yourself Dark Web, which, again, I'm really confused why I know that I'm supposed to call you Dark Web. That is not a normal thing. And the
Can I climb into the elevator and put her in a stranglehold?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Like, first off, you're calling yourself Dark Web. Shouldn't that be, like, a hacker name? Like, you sound like, if you're gonna use, like, some sort of magic term, like, you should, like, Enchantress, like, or, like, the
it's
Mystifier,
a spire gimmick.
Or, like, yeah, but Dark Web has a specific connotation in the common current parlance.
Yeah, I know.
If I said, if someone called themselves World Wide Web, you wouldn't expect them to be a spider.
On a counterpoint, I actually think the spider theming is pretty good.
No, but, like, the you could do something with, like, spinning spinning part of it, or, like, or just, like, I mean, I know Marvel's got a trademark, but Black Widow is not bad. Like, or, like, you know, the Spider Queen? I don't even know. Like, it's, I feel like you've got bad branding.
And what makes you think I don't know my way around a computer?
Well, I mean, technically that might be true. However, you are, again, like, primarily appear to be casting basic spells. And also, I'm just going to say it, you don't appear to have any technology on you.
Mm.
I mean, you might have a phone. I mean, I'm just carrying a phone. But on the other hand, okay, so while I'm saying, like, I'm just holding up my phone, how close am I? I've been approaching the elevator. I've been walking across the room, so... Oh, yeah, I'm gonna totally spend a sweet move point to try to use text solution on her phone. And, I'm gonna try to network connect over the Bluetooth to, hack through the OS's backend backdoor key. And, you know, the one the NSA has.
Yeah.
It's in Windows, too. It actually is in Windows. Redouble back the encryption with a translating cipher and take the data from her phone. Does that work?
It sounds like it really should.
Are you going to say no?
I'm stumped here. You know what?
If you say no, I can roll for it. There's a rule.
Yeah. What's the rule?
The sweet move test is I've got to roll a d10, and I've got to roll less than my level plus 4. So in other words, I've got to roll a 9 or lower because I'm level 5.
Hmm. I would like you, in particular, to roll right now a D10 plus your Hacksaw level.
A D10 plus my Hacksaw level is, that would be 14.
She got 13. You got in.
So yeah, I'm taking the contents of her phone.
You take the contents of her phone. And while she is really pissed about it.
I'm gonna look for something embarrassing.
She is swearing up a storm.
You see, the reason why I don't think you have a lot of technical skills is because I just did that. And so I'm thinking, again, you're going to want to rethink the name. It's bad branding. I mean, you were really good with the magic casting. So I'm just saying, lean into that.
I'm not as fond of your ability with the casting, if I'm going to be honest with you.
So I'm saying, like, go where your strengths are. Anyways, why the hell are you guys attacking us? Like, the only reason why we came in guns blazing is because two jackasses upstairs pulled guns on us and you kidnapped our friend. I honestly do not give a shit what you guys are doing here.
Let's see. Okay, Dark Web, we got Scorpiontron, and then the other one is
The Influencer?
The Influencer, yeah, okay. The Influencer, I guess, is gonna say, we were left here to pack up our stuff, and then you came in here with guns, and so we protected ourselves.
I mean, the only reason... Okay, so I'm going to lower my gun. Like, I don't really... Like, guys, the only reason we're here... So we got hired by Lacey's parents to find out where the hell she was going all the time. Honest to God, I do not give a shit about this case, okay? I will say that she's fucking that orc at a Dairy Queen if it means that everyone's happy, okay? Look, it's... All I care about right now is my friend who was taken. And the only reason we came in hostile is because we had two bozos upstairs pull guns on us. And then our friend got kidnapped.
And the ninjas.
Well, the ninjas happened after that.
We're not keen on the ninjas.
The ninjas were stage two. Not too happy about ninjas attacking us. That was not an enjoyable... I mean, frankly, they're not very good ninjas. Like, if you guys are paying those guys, you really can do better. You know, I know these guys called the ARC team. They do not have that many qualms, and they can find you better people. And I just literally pull out an ARC team card. Like, so the guy there, Barrow Mackay, he is a very talented ninja. I have seen him take on Eldritch Horrors with, like, out even breaking a sweat. And he's British, but don't let that throw you off. Because he's actually quite good at it. So, like, if you need to, like, find someone, like, he might not have a lot of ninjas on staff, but he's got to have connections in that world who can find you, like, better quality employees.
Dark Web says, we've heard of our team, okay? I'm familiar with Neocortex, okay? We're fine, thank you.
I don't think any of the actual Stormwood characters know that Ed K goes by Neocortex on the internet.
Yeah.
Kel might.
We're all just like...
But, like, I think Kel's the only one who's heard the name Neocortex out of that group.
Bill and I are just kind of looking over at each other, shrugging.
Yeah. Hey. That meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
They only know her, like, actual world name. But, yeah, it's... what the hell is going on here? So you guys, are you in charge or are you working for someone here? Like, who's actually, like, in charge here?
They all just look at each other. They don't want to, it seems like they don't want to talk about it.
Look, I'm not going to, like, knock on you. I just need to know who the hell I need to have a conversation with to get my friend back.
You're going to want to talk to the Pom-Pomandant.
Really?
I'm confused. Is that a person? Is that a person who does cheerleading, or is that a person who does poms?
Probably. Cheerleaders have pom-poms.
Right, I know. I'm just saying, but based on putting it in the name, I just want to make sure that I'm going. For all I know, that there's, I don't know how many people are down there. You got a whole thing going on here.
And where would we find this person?
Pom-Pomandant.
Whatever.
Your earpieces crackle to life again. And the same voice you heard before says, "Hey, I think you have someone that I kind of want back. So I was wondering, maybe we could have like a hostage exchange?"
Who do we have hostage?
We don't have any.
We're not holding anybody hostage. I mean, technically,
we don't have any hostages.
We tied up some people upstairs, but like,
you can go untie them.
I mean, I figured it's only like power cords. It's not going to hold that long,
right?
That's why we took their guns, because
they're probably free already.
We're not holding you guys hostages. We're just having a conversation. We blocked an elevator to facilitate talking, but like. Am I holding you hostage right now? I put my gun away already. This is... So, are there, like, no cameras in here? Like, is she just guessing?
No, there's a camera.
I look at the camera. What is the deal?
Why are you such terrible villain?
Why can't we just have conversations like people? Like, I mean, because, again, we're not law enforcement. We don't give a crap what you're actually doing. I mean, Kel actually totally cares, but he's not going to let that fly.
Okay.
Kel
we're
has already contacted the San Ricardo Police Department. They just... Kyle Johnson was your GM for this session. He also played Babbitt and, well, everyone else except for Kel, who was played by myself, Trey Dorn, Bill, who was played by Nick Azumi, and Raz Stormwood, played by Gen Proc. Stormwood & Associates is a production of Nerd & Tie. You can find more information at nerdandtie.com/stormwood. You can also find us on social media at Nerd & Tie on Twitter, nerdandtie.tumblr.com, and facebook.com/nerdandtie. This podcast can be subscribed to on anywhere that major podcasts are found, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and quite a few other places, and anywhere that takes an RSS feed as well. To be continued.